Homer, overweight head of the animated Simpson family, narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then on the sofa, he flicks the remote and they're in the Stone Age, then watching a gladiator match. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James Earl Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
We now return to a very late episode of The Three Stooges. Brittle Boneheads.
One of the elderly Three Stooges pokes another in the eye.
Take it easy, Moe. He don't have health insurance.
Take that, you...
Jotterhead?
Thanks. For nothing.
Ha ha. That was my paralyzed side.
Oh, stroke victim, eh?
Please, Moe. I don't want to do this no more.
Get up, Curly Four. Curly Four?
I need a quarter for the bus.
Droll.
He eats the words Joe Millionaire Fox as they appear under his nose.
Promo. You, Fox!
No, I got you!
Everything in the house is shaking. In the kitchen.
Not the swear jar! It's the only thing holding back the filth! Nutty fudgekins!
Lisa's feeding a squirrel at the bedroom window and the noise and shaking causes it to scamper into the room and bite off the head of a model bride. Toys tumble from a shelf onto Maggie's head. Outside.
Do you hear a noise?
What? Why is that jet flying so close to our house?
Why don't you ask those guys?
A line of planes and helicopters.
If I stop pedaling, I'll die. But it still beats US Air. Why? The people there don't know how to make a flight.
They must have moved the flight paths over our house.
Mafia staff jet.
This is a private jet. Why do we gotta watch the divine secrets of the Yaya sisterhood?
The boss, he's got a thing for the Yayas.
Why was I born a man?
In the evening, around the dinner table.
Ew! I got Bart's veal.
I got Lisa's plankton kebabs.
Ew, Marge germs!
Maggie, give me that! How much longer is this going to go on?
I'm gonna go calm my nerves with a nice, relaxing shave. Tissues, please! Get out of my airspace!
Why don't you go to the airport authority and complain?
I'm on my way! You man the rake!
He walks off the edge of the roof, leaving Lisa brandishing the rake.
This is not a Delta hub!
Go up to room 915 and ask for form 1790.
We've already been to room 915. We've already filled out form 1790.
It was an application to open a Cinnabon stand.
Look, can you please just tell us why you've changed the flight paths?
Look, they were changed because it disturbed local wildlife and their mating rituals.
Vote Quimby, vote Quimby, vote Quimby, vote Quimby! Oh!
Without those noisy planes, I can finally hear my kitten purr.
Thanks a million, Joe! You're the swellest!
That's your voice? Now I regret building you that opera house!
There has to be a solution that pleases everyone. From ducks and trees to yous and mays.
Are you threatening a government official?
No.
Good. Because we're the government. We make the laws, we print the money, and we breed the super soldiers. So go home, learn to live with it, pay your taxes, and remember, you didn't hear anything about super soldiers.
1 month later, Lisa's sitting on the floor, rocking back and forth.
The 1050 from Newark, the 1052 from Phoenix, connecting from Dallas. The 1055 from Portland is running late, again. There it is!
We haven't gotten a good night's sleep in weeks. The dog has eaten all its hair. And the fixtures won't stay in one place.
I've had this dream before!
I never thought I would say this. But I think we have to move.
Never.
The TV in the fridge goes shuddering out the front door.
stay plugged in. I will find you.
Now, Cookie, do you think you can sell this house?
Well, it'll be tough, but I can do it. Cookie's number one on the west side.
But this is the east side.
Who is this lady?
Why are you selling your house?
Occasionally, you might hear a faint roar.
The buyers are flung into a hedge, then back out again.
See? It all works out.
I'll give you 3 crayons and my milk.
It's a good offer. I advise you to take it.
Make that a chocolate milk and you got a deal.
I'm walking away.
We can't sell the house. We can't live here. What are we going to do?
Why don't we go to our congressman?
That's a great idea. Why didn't you say something before?
I've been saying it for 3 weeks, but every time I open my mouth...
What?
The shaking's so bad, all my omelets have become frittatas.
That's the saddest story I've heard in my 75 years of public service. It makes my blood boil and my left arm feel numb. Also, I taste copper.
Quick! Someone perform CPR!
I see a bad moon rising.
That's CCR.
Looks like we're in for nasty weather.
Congressman Wilcox was laid to rest today. A special election will be held next month to fill his vacant seat.
I guess there's only one way out of our problems. A murder-suicide pact.
How can you say that?
It's just an expression, Marge.
You're watching Channel 6, Springfield's home of Krusty the Clown. Now on 3 times a day. Because at Channel 6, we got nothing else.
Hey, Krusty should run for Congress. He could help us with the airplanes.
Yeah, and entertainers are always winning elections. Jesse the Body Ventura, Sonny Bono, Gopher from Love Boat, Mary Bono.
Sure, I'll help you, kid. Take a picture of me and my number one dying fan. Have your mom mail back the hat after, you know.
I'm not dying.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Keep fighting. Where's my chai latte?
Krusty, we need you to run for Congress.
Congress? But I hate the government. They've been on my back like hump on granny. IRS, ATF, immigration.
Immigration?
Oh, Tini here is from Brazil. His uncle was a head monkey at the Bureau of Tourism.
But if you get elected, you can change all that and stop those stupid airplanes from flying over my house.
Yeah. I could even tell the FCC to take a hike. Look at this list of words they won't let me say on the air.
Oh, all the good ones. I never even heard of number 9.
It's 2 and 13 while she's 11ing your 5.
Can I keep this?
Sure. No 12 off my ass.
Republican Party HQ.
Welcome, fellow Republicans. To start with the old business, Brother Hibbert will read a report on our efforts to rename everything after Ronald Reagan.
All Millard Fillmore schools are now Ronald Reagan's. The Mississippi River is now the Mississippi Reagan.
And my good friend Frankenstein is now Franken Reagan. Blah!
Excellent. Now to the matter at hand. Whom will we put up for young Wilcox's congressional seat?
Gentlemen, I am your candidate.
Maybe Bob Dole should run. Bob Dole thinks Bob Dole should. Actually, Bob Dole just likes to hear Bob Dole talk about Bob Dole. Bob Dole!
We want Krusty! We want Krusty!
Just one thing. Are you guys any good at covering up youthful and middle-aged indiscretions?
Are these indiscretions romantic, financial, or treasonous?
You tell me.
Oh, no problem. We'll say you're on a fact-finding mission.
I did find out one fact. She was a guy.
Well, if Annie Murphy can go on to do Dr. Doolittle, I suppose we could make this work. Congratulations, Krusty. You're running for Congress.
You know, why don't you pound that sign into your own lawn?
I'm still undecided.
I vow to reach out to the Latino community. Voy a vomitar en la tumba de tu madre.
Ay, ay, ay.
What'd I say?
You said you were going to vomit on their mother's graves.
Oh, so that's why my maid quit. Let me say I was the first clown to put a woman in sketches. Miss Bada Boom Boom Boom. She had more acting talent in one boob than most women have in their entire rack.
Oh.
Yeah, you with the $1 million gams.
Oh.
Don't you see? He's pointing out how sexist men can be.
Yeah, listen to the tomato with the melons.
Ooh, three bean salad.
Sorry, you can't join us. This is a $100 a plate Krusty fundraiser.
For $200, you get a picture with me. For $1,000, I can have somebody whacked. It's a joke. When you give me that look, it's a joke. I have some more salad.
This is Kent Brockman with a special live report from the headquarters of Krusty opponent John Armstrong. How can I prove we're live? Penis. Now, here's the candidate.
Krusty is an insensitive bore, unfit for public office. Just take a look at this incredibly offensive sketch from his show.
I shall now call the roll. Franz?
Oh, my cheese. She stinks. No, wait. It's me.
San Francisco?
Hello there, Thaler. I'm here and fabulous. Now I'd like to make a motion. Ooh. You can't judge me by that sketch. It was a different time. 1998.
Ah. Ah. Those jets keep going lower and lower.
One crashes into the sitting room.
Sorry.
Krusty, we're desperate here. We need you to turn your campaign around.
Is it the Jewish thing? Because I can change that. I'm Carlton Witherspoon III. Where's my five iron?
Krusty, I don't usually give advice to Republicans, but it would be nice to be on the winning side for once. You have to start making an honest connection with the voters. Talk about how you can help regular families. Like ours.
Help regular families. Make an honest connection.
Krusty, why did you just strap your pants?
I needed a joke to go out on.
The town hall.
Let me tell you all a story. When the network offered me $50,000 a week, I threw my caviar in their face.
No! Connect!
Because I was thinking about the American family. One family in particular, who was stepped on by the government and had nowhere else to turn.
Boring!
I'm talking about the Simpsons.
Let him speak!
Well, you know what? I'll never stop fighting for them. Or for any other family that needs someone to stand up for them.
I like that clown. He's really looking out for me, the average Joe Sixtooth.
Where'd you get yourself another tooth?
Sidewalk.
If you send me to Washington, you'll all have a voice. A voice that will go, a-hooga! Wah-wah! Wacka-wacka-wacka! Wow!
Krusty! Krusty!
People, tell me your problems. I'll fix them all.
The government wants to shut me down because the pipes under my toilet don't lead nowhere.
Elect me and I promise those pipes will lead to a better tomorrow.
Yeah!
I gotta go. Don't forget to vote. And watch out for the 612.
Welcome to Fox News, your voice for evil. Tonight, we'll be interviewing the top two candidates for Springfield's 24th Congressional District. For the Republicans, beloved children's entertainer, Krusty the Clown. And for the Democrats, this guy.
I have a name.
Yes, I'm sure you do, comrade. I do appreciate your being here. You're usually so mired in sleaze, it must be an effort to come down to the studio.
May I say something?
Certainly, Congressman.
He hasn't won yet.
You make a very adulterous point. We will now conclude this debate with a Krusty campaign commercial.
Scenes of idyllic rural America, a farmer in a tractor, and a white-haired lady and a little girl in a kitchen making a pie.
Krusty the Clown, the man from Funny.
I've brought laughter to your homes 3 days a week, 18 weeks a year, for 12 of the past 25 years. But whenever America has needed me, I've been there.
Krusty is an astronaut on the moon, then facing the tanks in Tiananmen Square.
Photographs have been modified to include Krusty.
Election night is so exciting. I'm on pins and needles.
And I'm on Pepto and Xanax. I'm so nervous I kissed my dog and gave my girlfriend a flea bath. Laugh it up, that she'll cost me $1,000.
We're ready to announce a winner in Springfield's 24th Congressional District. It's Republican candidate Krusty the Clown.
Yay!
I won! I'm a senator!
Congressman.
Whatever. I swear to uphold and protect the Constitution of these United States. So relax, gun nuts, I can't touch you. I'd like to introduce a bill banning air travel over residential areas. Hey, hey!
What are you, an idiot? Freshman congressman don't introduce squat. Hell, you gotta pee in a bucket till your second term.
But how am I supposed to serve my constituents?
You can start by scrubbing off some of this Capitol Hill graffiti. That's right, you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Grover Cleveland sucks what?
Leave that, lest we forget.
Look, someone on this FACACTA committee's gotta care about my air traffic bill.
I'm sorry, Congressman, but this is a committee for designing dollar coins no one will use.
I say we make them out of chocolate. Kids eat them anyway, why fight it?
Oh, I need some air.
You need some hot air? We congressmen are full of it.
I blather on for hours. Yap, 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 yap.
There he is. Krusty, we came to see how many campaign promises you've kept.
Let's see. Did I promise to be a slave to Big Oil?
No.
Well, then, none.
Krusty, I can't believe you're giving up. I thought you'd make a difference. That's why I voted for you.
How could you vote? You're only 10.
This is not about me, or how many times I voted.
You said you were going to get rid of the airplanes over our house. And now, they're worse than ever.
Krusty, you've let everyone down. And even worse, you let down this sacred document.
You're right. It's time I made a difference.
Dad, this is a kid's menu where you help Yogi Bear get to the Washington Monument.
Stained with the blood of American patriots.
That's jelly.
From the unknown toaster.
I came here for a reason, and I will not be silent until... Hey, where's everybody?
No one usually shows up unless there's a vote.
Well, then why are you here?
I steal stuff when everyone's gone. My Christmas shopping's done.
He grabbed some reading lamps and ran out.
Poor Krusty.
We gotta do something to help him.
Yeah, and to make things even more suspenseful, our plane leaves in a half hour.
Excuse me, I think I can help. I've been working in this town for a long time, and, well, I know how to get things done.
Beat it, Waxy.
No, let's hear him out. He looks a little like Walter Mondale.
Yeah, looks like. Let's just say I know how a bill becomes law.
Ooh, that's easy. First it's introduced, then it goes to committee, then...
Wrong! That's wrong! Now I'll show you how things really work around here.
Sorry, Krusty, but there's no way I'm letting your airline rerouting bill out of committee.
Congressman, I have a tape here of you using your free mail privilege to send a get-well card to your aunt.
If they hear about this in Modesto, I'm ruined. Maybe I wanted to be caught.
Now, Homer, that Southern congressman is your biggest obstacle. Your job is to drink him under the table so he misses the vote. You think you can do it?
Sir, I studied under Ed McMahon.
How about a drinking contest, boy? Right after I vote on the latest bill.
How about before?
Ha! You remind me of my high school drinking coach. Now enough talking. Let's drink.
Now your job is to attach Krusty's bill to a more popular bill, one that can't fail.
The House will now consider the Flags for Orphans bill.
Okay, Paperclip, do your stuff. Now we just need a distraction.
You call this a bicameral legislature?
While Homer's being beaten up by security, Lisa attaches Krusty's bill to the Flags for Orphans.
I see my groin!
We will now vote on the Flags for Orphans and... airline rerouting bill. Oh well, it's paperclipped. Chairman Hayes, any objections?
He shakes his head.
Congressman Beauregard?
I don't want to fight no union.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The system works. I've become enchanted and illusioned with Washington.
And the reason it worked is because you all did your part.
But I didn't do anything.
I just passed a bill in 3 hours. Quit complaining.
At last, those planes are flying where they belong.
That's right. over the homes of poor people.
Shh.